HA, mobile monitoring.
YNU.
YNU, this is WCB, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing real well, thanks. How about you? Certainly good time to see you the last night.
For sure. I slept really good. We woke up a couple times to get up to the restroom, but outside of that, I slept like a baby.
That sounds great. Yeah, it's really exciting. Just rest and hear from the no, we're not in four again, but there'll be a little.
Yeah, I get a little case of fall. I don't know, they're saying it's supposed to be cooler a little bit, into September. So, yeah, we'll see. It might be here to stay, but it is Michigan, and the random chance of like 90 degree weather if it come back.
You never know. You never know. Like you say. It could all happen in one day.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure.
So you guys are off to a training class today. Open college, I hear you.
Yeah, we're going to My Sims training for the county, so it'll give us a little bit more edge for the set, and we'll be able to use it if we need it. So.
Yeah, I think it'll help. I think it'll help you out, and like I said, get a little bit more knowledge of it. That's good. It'll help during the set. I have heard that something that is let down during the last set, whether it's deliberately or not, for the exercise.
That doesn't surprise me. With the technology, who knows? But it's a good tool to have, and even even outside of the county, whether it be a comm center or some type of emergency management spot, it's useful.
Yes, I think the training is beneficial to both of you.
Job should have. Not sure anybody's actually trained in that, but it would help them out as well.
Yeah,
cage by you. Yeah. So I appreciate letting me park at the house. I didn't want to park at Lakeside. Just a random chance somebody could vandalize the car. So I'm like, let's do this.
It seems
to work pretty good. On the DMR, at least on my, my personal DMR radio, the W works a little bit better. You know, the rubber duck works a little bit better than the whip antenna. So, I don't know, it's weird, but that's, I guess, just how the radio's set up.
Yeah, and that's it. And with the UHF, too, usually you use like a stubby or, smaller antenna for UHF, especially, your repeater is worked by like that. It works out really well, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. So, we'll see. Keep trying things out. I might invest in another antenna. But I guess you can never have too many antennas.
No, that's true. And again, there's always potentially what breaks or something were to happen. Somebody needs another antenna. Again, it's one of those things that having a good supply and having a bad supply.
Yeah, or get a little one that likes to grab antennas and, no, can't do that. Stop that.
Yeah, there you go, I'm sure, he likes to grab it that way, grab those antennas there and swing them around. First, sometimes the fish gets to do that too.
Oh, trust me, I know. I've walked in and one of my partners had a AP in his hand and he was flinging it around with antenna. And I'm like, don't do that. You're going to break the connection. You're going to break the radio, and then we're going to be short of HD in dispatch. I'm like, stop that.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes you've got to remember that sometimes that HD, you want to call and wait for the race from the car, that's not a good idea then, just put those HDs around that antenna.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then they wonder why, they can't get out in certain areas. It's like, if you guys wouldn't mistreat your radios, they would probably work better.
Yeah, those radios get enough use, whether you pass them on to the next shift or, there's 24/7 radios that get a lot of abuse in the field, potential to drop them, accidentally or just the course of duty. And so, you've got to minimize that type of thing.
Yeah, it doesn't help either that, they don't have any holsters to put them in. They just kind of chuck them in the truck or they chuck them in the cup holder. And it's like, well, no, you can't do that either. We gotta do something to protect these radios because they're expensive. Kenwoods, they're not cheap.
Yeah, they're definitely not cheap, especially, like I say, the digital radios, if they had to pay for them, that's probably, would take better care of them than somebody else would pay for them, that's a problem. But, yeah, something to take that one, the lifelines have been passed, and, again, they're expensive.
I try to tell them too, take it easy on the batteries, make sure that you're rotating them through, and it's like, it doesn't click sometimes, but their money, not mine.
Yeah, especially, if it's not your money, the agency's money, years of work, but I just usually look to do a couple and just keep them where they're at. And I need to turn on anything else. I guess I've got another radio. I can turn it on in the background, kind of like the select and unselect type thing.
Yeah, yeah. That is the nice thing about the ASU and the ICOM is, you know, the dual channels I can listen to, and one I can just turn down, and the other one I can, you know, kind of keep it up and listen to. That's what I do with our, you know, with our channel. Is I'll leave our channel up higher, and then if I'm scanning, I'll kind of have that on like a low roar, and then if it stops on a channel I'm interested in, then I'll just turn up a little bit and listen and go from there.
Yes, yes, and it works out really well. And what I liked back in the day, and you probably know it, you probably still have it on your, like you have consoles there, but if you press mute, it'll mute out the unselect channels on your Motorola console, and like it'll be stay for a minute, and then it'll unmute it. So if you get a lot of traffic on your select, you can just press mute and it'll get rid of the unselect stuff, but it's only for a couple moments. So a lot of people didn't know that on the consoles back in the day.
Yeah, we can do that with the consoles back home, or you know, back at work, but I can hit mute, but it'll mute the radio itself. I know the ICOM, there's a feature where it'll do that, like the Motorola's, where it'll mute that channel for a little bit and then come back to it later on at a certain point.
NAWCB. Yeah, there you go. Like you say, sometimes the mute features, like you say, if you just mute the whole radio, that just keeps the whole purpose of it. That's kind of, like you say, it's kind of neat on the ICOM as well. So there are some nice features there that these radios have, and you can kind of hear something lower in the background and flip to your main channel and scan or whatever. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat. I like it. Leo likes the mute button because when the baby's sleeping, instead of having to turn everything down, she just hits the mute button and mutes the radio, so that way she doesn't have to worry about waking the baby up or anything.
That's pretty cool. At least she's got a kind of a working knowledge of at least a couple of functions there on your radio. So that, like I say, that plays a big role and helps out there if need be.
Yeah, it does. I've showed her, you know, a couple other things with the radio, and that way, you know, if she's got to tune into something, she can or whatnot. But I know the ICOM back, you know, my base station one, if there's a weather alert, it'll automatically go over to the National Weather Service and stay on that channel. So it kind of gets a little boring, so she knows how to go back to the ham stuff and get it off the weather station.
Ah, okay. That's a nice feature to that radio. Being able to get the weather, but like you say, instead of it running all the time, at least she knows how to turn that off. So that's good. That's good. She knows the technology and. It's good that she's able to do that stuff.
Yeah, my wife's pretty smart. She's a good wife. I enjoy her. It's pretty nice. Like I said, the technology that's out there, and being able to use it. I like the ASU a little bit better because it's got more features, but the ICOM's got a decent amount as well. It's you know, the priority scan and, you know, home channels and stuff like that. It makes it pretty easy to operate. But the A2, if I wanted to do APRS off of it, I could do APRS off of it, run like a geolocate or something like that. It's like they use GPS on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things. Again, you know, what do you use it for? You know, what's your needs inside or outside? You know, in a mobile. So yeah, again, it works out really well in functioning. You know, I kind of have you know, certain purposes that are used. You know, these are just the handheld and the, you know, those radios for. So again, it's you know, what's your needs? How does it? How it works out for you there.
Yeah, Micah likes it. He likes the technology with the radios. He's fascinated with the Motorola's and my VTech there for my DMR radio. But he likes that stuff. He likes the technology that goes with these radios.
And when he's comfortable, you know, he'll be able to take his test and then really get his hands on it there. But that's good. It's good he's getting comfortable with the technology and how it works and that, and maybe putting the two and two together. You know, whenever he's comfortable to take the test.
Yeah, he's gonna work on it. I think he's saying he's going to try to add it to his school task, and then that way then he has, you know, he can study it and kind of make some actual time for it. But being out on the cruise and being deployed with me and Wally, you know, setting up a radio for him, that really reignited it there for him, so.
Oh, that sounds great, yeah. And again, you know, GMRS is a good door into it, but again, you know, there's a lot more that, you know, that you can do via amateur radio. And so, again, it's a good, you know, I look at Citizen Fans back in the day. Yeah, people make fun of it a little bit, but, you know, hey, it opens the door, and get you comfortable with using the equipment and the frequencies and so forth, and it's definitely a good way to go.
It is. It's, you know, it's a good icebreaker. You know, get you out there on the radio, and you know, used to talking on the radio, and you know, and learning, like you said, learning the frequencies. It is a good starting point, I think, and still pretty useful. As long as there's a repeater somewhere around for GMRS, it's a good way to go. It's a good way to start out.
Well, too, and knowing the difference, you know, of what you can do with it, you know, with a repeater and simplex. Again, you know, he probably saw that in action. You know, you guys using it there on the Dream Cruise. So again, it expands that knowledge of what your radio can do, what it can't. You know, getting familiar with it. You know, understanding the difference. You know, hey, you know, CB is 11 centimeters, whereas you know, GMRS is 70 centimeters. Different facets there of technologies that are available.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, did you hear too? I had seen an article. I haven't read the full thing yet, but I was reading that they may introduce a VHF channel for GMRS.
I saw a video on that the other night, and it's like an interesting prospect there. Again, there's differences, between low band VHF and UHF, what it's currently on. But again, it's a foot in the door. I've heard it could possibly use a repeater, or simplex. But again, these other services are good to have. MERS, different services that are available. Of course, again, where ham can use a lot of technologies, a lot of power in that, and I think somebody's here.
Yeah, perfect. I'm almost there. I'm Saul and Macy Melrose, so I'm real close.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I'm going to go out and meet Mike out here, but hey, we'll see you in a few minutes there. Good talking with you. 73 there, son. Talk to you here soon. And hey, WCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, yeah, sounds good. We'll see you in a couple minutes. 73, yeah. KYNU.
This is KFA EDQ listening.